What does it take to be a successful young person when you're living in an age where everything is photoshopped? It's the question comedian Ashley Brown is posing in her stand-up comedy show Millennial Fatigue. Ashley will be performing her comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival this week. And you know what? I would love to know that answer as well. We are joined by Ashley Brown now. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm all right. Just rolled out of bed and now I'm doing a radio interview. Can't complain.
What better way to start your day?
Absolutely.
So I'm curious. Your show's called Millennial Fatigue. What exactly is Millennial Fatigue?
Well, it's kind of like a term that me and a few friends came up with just for the way that we were kind of feeling in our early to mid-20s, sort of the way that you feel when you sort of think, oh, you know, you have these high expectations for yourself when you're in high school, when you're growing up, you think you're going to achieve so much in your early 20s, then you get there and you sort of realize, oh, wait, you know, I haven't, you know, like got, you know, all of this money and all of these amazing friends and, you know, I don't have the perfect relationship. So it's sort of coming to terms with the fact that, oh, yeah, you know what, maybe real life kind of sucks sometimes. That's all right.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm in my mid-20s, so that definitely speaks to me as well. My yeah. goodness. And I feel like our generation has also changed in the fact that there's so many things that we thought would be coming up in our 20s and our generation's kind of shifted in perspectives. What is your advice for millennials listening when we have millennial fatigue?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I don't want to give away too much of my show, but something that I can definitely say is lowering your own expectations of yourself is definitely a good place to start. Because when you start expecting too much of yourself and others, sometimes that's what leads to the fatigue, the wanting of perfectionism. So if you can kind of be a bit kinder to yourself, that will do you a world of good.
And what can we expect from your show this week?
Well, my show is going to be just running over all of the crazy expectations that I had for myself when I was in my early 20s. So the main three things that I wanted to achieve was I was originally born in Perth, so I wanted to get out of Perth and move to a big city. So I did that, but then get an amazing career and an amazing boyfriend and just, you know, live the perfect life. So it's sort of me kind of struggling my way through those three big goals and seeing how I figured it out.
Well, at least the first one is ticked up on the list, so still got two more.
Exactly. You know what? Like, it's there. I did it.
All right. So where and when can we catch your show this week?
So it's going to be on the 13th and the 14th of May. Obviously, it is May right now. I'm sorry. I'm still waking up.
That's all right.
And it's 8:15 p.m. at the Factory Theatre.
Beautiful. We'll pop some links up on the website. And as I know, you're balancing a lot of things, juggling a lot of things. So enjoy your uni lectures and thanks for joining us.
No problems at all. Thank you.